the volume in here, Roger, the noise level will change significantly at 9 o'clock. I remember it last year. This is a basketball camp that goes on. We'll find out some more details on it. But at the same time, the basketball camp that's going on, there's a referee camp.
And that gets gritty. That gets gritty because you hear some of the referees getting on the other guys about being referees. And listen, it's changed a lot. Well, I have to ask Coach if, you know, because I know his family. He comes from good people. Have they talked to him about not yelling and jumping on referees? It's a different world these days.
Well, the coach Roger's talking about is Dexter Hendricks. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
I'm great.
Hey, Coach.
Thanks for guys being here.
Great to see you. Pull that mic right up. There you go. There you go. You brought one of your star players, Anthony Spratt Jr. Good morning, Anthony. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Are you a morning guy or usually no?
Not really.
Especially during the summer.
So we start this show every morning at 6. And he gets up about 3:30. I get up between 4 and 4:30 every day.
I'm up at 3. I just got to tell you, that's
okay,
what,
3 o'clock.
Okay. I have to say that just to go to the bathroom.
First of all, before we get into your basketball career, Anthony, Coach, real quick, just the details on what this thing is about today. First of all, some people don't know who Big Miller is. It's Kevin Miller, right? And he was a media guy. I never knew him, but had a real passion for high school sports. And I think this tournament had been another place before it was brought here, right? Before that? I don't know.
That's correct. So Jonesboro's head coach, Wes Swift, has put this on. I think it's
we told him last year. Yeah.
25th year, I believe.
Yeah, 20. I think on. I saw that, yeah.
Just unreal. And what Wes has done for high school basketball is just unbelievable. Actually played for him growing up.
Is that right? I think you might have told that.
I had a relationship with him a long time, but he's done this every year and does such a great job putting it on and get teams to come out. So, yeah, we're just fortunate that it's right here in Saline County now. And
32 teams. And you're really not trying to win the championship. You're just playing, what do you call that?
Round robin?
Showcase games. Yeah, just to show off the talent. You're going to have college coaches here today?
Yes, I believe a lot of the several of the Division II schools will be in town. I believe the rules changed so much that the Division I schools can't be here to watch, but the Division II schools, I believe, can. So that's exciting, too.
And then, again, you've got the referee camp where you guys can tee off on them, make sure they get thick skin, right?
How you do it? Is that what you do, Coach?
You know, I haven't got a technical. Me and Spratt were talking about this, I guess. We were in Missouri last weekend playing. I hadn't got a technical in 2 years, and even through the season.
Is that right?
In 2 years. You're
pretty good.
I'm proud of myself, and then all of a sudden, we're at team camp this past weekend, and I forgot what I even said. I think he got fouled. I thought he got fouled, and I kind of expressed my opinion, I guess, a little bit too much and got a technical.
That's not too bad. One in 2-3 years.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
We've been talking about this, that Saline County for years had been really a football school, a football county, and a baseball county, especially Bryant and Benton. Now you guys have become a basketball school, both Benton and Bryant. You won the state championship last year, was in the finals the year before that. What was your final record this year, this past year?
Let's see, we were 26-7, lost in the Final Four in the semis to Parkview.
Pretty cool to walk in here and see banners hanging up for not just you guys, but Bryant, too, went back-to-back. So, really, it's amazing how basketball has grown here.
Yeah, and I think I think Coach Abrahamson would say the same thing. He does such a great job at Bryant, but it's players like Anthony. You know, he's had some tremendous players the past few years and still does have a lot of talent, and he does a great job with them. So I think that's a credit to the schools and the community growing. You know, that's one thing for sure, but yeah, I think it starts no doubt with the players.
I was reading about you, Coach, and I just refreshed my memory. So you said you played on a team that was ranked number one in the nation?
Yes, at Arkansas Tech.
At Tech. So you got a chance to experience being ranked number one in the nation, which you think, you know, probably influenced you in being able to handle business. And I think you said 12 consecutive weeks you guys were number one, right?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I didn't get to play as much time, but just learned so much from Coach Downey. I was kind of professional scout team point guard during that time, but it was a lot of fun to be on a winning culture and a winning team. Played for great coaches and played with great players. So that was definitely an experience I'll never forget.
So Anthony Spratt Jr. is here, 6'6". Is that right, Anthony?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, class of 2028, four-star recruit right now, ranked number 19 in the country for the class of 2028, ranked number 4 shooting guard, 6'6" shooting guard, two-time All-State player as a freshman and sophomore. sophomore. You've already scored over 1,000 points in your high school career. Started as a freshman on the first ever Benton State Championship team, and you've had college offers from Coach Cal at Arkansas, Georgia Tech, Fresno State, UAPB. Late last night, you got a call from Auburn, got an offer from Auburn. Is that right?
Early this morning. Yeah,
so you were saying that, apparently at a certain time, the way this recruiting works, people can start making phone calls. Is that the deal?
That's right. And I know he was on a lot of their list to call this morning. So
that has to be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. We're talking about early in the morning.
I know. Did you say, Coach, can you call me a little bit later? Is it, So how's that experience been? I mean, you're a young guy. How old are you?
16.
Yes, so what's it like to be 16 and having these college coaches call you like that?
Yeah, it's just like a dream come true. I know me sitting in the house, like when I was like five, I always told my dad, I was like, Dad, I'm going to get some offers when I grow up. But, Dad, I'm going to go to college and not have to pay for anything. So,
how about that?
It's just like a dream come true, for sure.
Has anybody been leaning in, as coach here or other people that have you know, maybe been through this before, giving you some tips or advice on how to sort of work your way through all this recruiting process?
It's been a few people. He had another player that had a few offers, Terrion Burgess.
Sure did. He was highly recruited, so you've been through that. And yes, so some insight there, yeah.
Yeah, he was pretty good. He told me about how to process and stuff. And then, like, just being around these players in AAU, they know a lot also.
Who do you think your game most resembles if somebody was watching either college or NBA? What's a player that you think, hey, that looks like my game?
Well, what I would say is, like, I would say KD, but I'm not as tall as KD, and
he's
I'm not
6'10".
Just making shots like he used to do in the NBA, but I feel like I can get myself to where he is.
Okay. That's a good goal to have.
Yes, sir.
And what did you think of the NBA championship?
It was crazy. Spurs, they're a pretty good team. Knicks, pretty good team. But it's like Knicks came out on top.
And you were happy for the Knicks just because they hadn't won in a while?
Yes, sir. It was that, too. And I always watch Jalen Brunson a lot. So
what a great story he is. Just, you know, a lot of people think he was undersized and couldn't do it. 45, I mean, the other night, which is really remarkable. I know you got an offer from Arkansas. I don't know how that works. Did that come from Coach Cal? Did that come from an assistant? How does that work if you get an offer from Arkansas? Have you been around Coach Cal very much at all?
Yes, I have. Coach Cal called me and gave me the offer.
Okay, what was that like? Was that a cool conversation?
Yeah, for sure. It was crazy. It was like, after I got the offer, I couldn't stop smiling for a good 30 to 30 plus hours. So it was just like,
And how cool is it to be able to turn on the TV and see him sit next to Adam Sandler at the, you know, 29-point deficit comeback?
Yeah, that was crazy also.
He is of all the coaches that are getting recruited, nothing against the other coaches, but there's only one Cal, and Cal's sort of like a rock star himself. And he seems down to earth. Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Well,
yeah.
What did he hit you with? Did he hit you with, I put a lot of players in the NBA. Was that his sales pitch? Or
$5 billion?
Not really. He was just he was telling me like things that he's done, of course. He made a lot of great players, some in the NBA, some retired by now. But really, he just told me, don't be the same person you are today. Just always keep growing and just me tips.
That's good.
For getting to the college level and maybe getting to the NBA also.
Okay. So, Coach, you went through that with Terrion already. So he's got, obviously, a lot more basketball to be played.
He wants a poster on the wall, too, right?
Make it happen.
Before he gets to be a college player. So, what you know, how do you manage a young man like this? How do you the timeline of the season, what are the key things for him that you as a coach are going to try to help manage?
Sure. First thing is just, I think, jumps out at everybody is the talent, how skilled he is and his size. But, you know, he has a great mother, great father that help him tremendously through the process as well. That makes it really easy for me as a coach, and have a great relationship with him. I don't think he spoke about this, but he plays for a great AAU organization in Bradley Beal. They have a lot of experience in that too. So he makes it really easy. He wants to grow. He wants to learn. Has a great personality. Always asking what he could get better at and do. So when you go through things like that, and that's something that it just makes it a lot easier. When those coaches call and they ask those questions like, what type of kid is he? Tell me about this or tell me about that. He makes it very easy to answer because he's such a great kid and really hungry to get better and does great in the classroom, does great, you know, with his teammates. So that makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, do you have a nickname?
My parents call me AJ, but everybody just called me Spratt, my last name.
Spratt, it's a cool last name. And then, of course, you know, you saw where Arkansas has got the number one recruit. recruiting class this past year, including J.J. Andrews, and just, you know, there's Kyle's going to get the star players, isn't he?
For sure,
yeah. Is that exciting for you to be able, you know, obviously you're an Arkansan to be able to be in the mix right now? Who knows if you'll end up going to school there, but right now just to be in the mix with that?
Yes, sir, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure,
now, listen, I think, you know, maybe what would it take to get you back, I mean, get you out on the football field? you think it's nothing?
I don't think so. My parents probably not gonna let me do that one.
You got brothers and sisters?
I got two sisters.
Okay.
Yes,
all right. Are you big brother? Are you
yes,
the old?
Sir,
okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I saw a team walk in here. Roger, remember this last year? Everybody's sort of sizing each other up to, so everybody pretty much knows, hey man, that's Spratt. It's Brett. We got to lock him down. You know?
He's got to call on the way.
Do you have an expectation? Now, Coach, you expect to win every game you're playing here?
Well, the summertime's a lot of fun because you just, you know, we have three freshmen on our varsity team this year and a lot of other younger guys that really are getting a lot of experience. I think that's what every coach here wants. You know, it's hard to play three games in one day, but, you know, you get tired, you get fatigued, but, you know, you just want to get the guys to reps and see, kind of give you an idea of a coach, like, this is what we're going to be next year, this is who my leader is going to be, or this is who my, you know, what we're really good at, or this is what we got a lot of room to improve. So, looking at, I think, a lot of different things.
How many games will you play?
We'll play six total, three today and three tomorrow.
Okay.
Each team here will do that.
And then after that, will you guys do, are you done for the summer, or will you play another tournament?
What's Wednesday?
Wednesday is JV, so,
okay.
So we'll have varsity next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Would be just, it's not as big. I think
there's
only six teams, but we'll just kind of a JV camp. And then to answer your question, I believe the dead period starts here in Arkansas for all athletics. I'm thinking right the end of next week. So,
this is a school team playing today.
That's right.
That's right. So then after that, he can play travel league ball, whatever he wants to after that, correct?
That's right. I think you go to the top 100 camp this weekend, so he's in St. Louis.
Oh, that's
so
exciting. Have you been doing those already? Have you done a few of those already or no?
Yes, sir, I have so far. I've been to USA. That was a good experience.
So it helps sort of let you know where you stand?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, for sure.
What is the thing you need to work on the most? What's your number one goal as far as improve?
Defense.
Okay.
And being more of a leader, I say.
Yeah, you saw Acuff, obviously, junior last year, show what you could do as a freshman.
For sure.
Yeah, and so even him, you talked about he's got to get better on defense. You know, he can score.
That was my problem, man, his defense, because I'm a baller.
If you just tuned in, we're visiting with Anthony Spratt, Jr., who is a four-star recruit, one of the top 20 in the country, class of 2028, could go a lot higher than that before. I mean, before all said and done, and Coach Dexter Hendricks. Roger, what is his head coach at Benton High School?
Coach of the year.
Coach of the year.
Running back to back and belly to belly.
There you go.
How about
there you
that?
Go. Absolutely.
Nice.
Got guys like this. For
yeah,
sure.
Absolutely.
Well,
it does help.
I was going to ask Roger, what is the difference? See, I played football for the Razorbacks long before. So what's the difference between him being a future Razorback and me being a former Razorback, Roger?
He is the size you want to have as a basketball player. You were undersized, but you worked hard.
Nope.
He's an in-state man. You're not
that, that's it. That's
is there another one?
There's something even bigger than the difference between when I played and when he's going to play, if he goes to Arkansas.
You both had the same mustache.
Valentine.
You had the same mustache.
No.
But
pull out your wallet.
Yes. Oh, you talking about NIL?
See, you guys get paid now. See, when I was up there, Anthony, you know what? But when I was playing, we got a $25 check each week for laundry money. And
Anthony,
because we get to have food on Sunday night.
Who looks to gift tours? They got peanut butter sandwiches
every night, Anthony, for free. That's what we did.
For
so
free.
They would open up the dorm, no joke, every night at 9 o'clock, the cafeteria, and you could have all the peanut butter jelly sandwiches you want.
Hashtag blessed.
No money. No certificate to Bennigan's or whatever. It was just peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
It's come a long way.
It's come a long way. I mean, really, we would get $25 checks, I think. Maybe it's $75 for the month to cover our laundry, and we couldn't eat.
Some of the stars got
$50. So what time is your first match for basketball, rather?
10 o'clock. Yes, sir.
Okay. Listen, nice to meet you.
Yeah, dude.
Good luck to you. You seem like a great young man. Your coach says you usually have even more energy, but it's a little early in the morning.
You've already got a state championship.
I mean, God.
You got one.
Expectations.
You got a couple more. You got a ring?
Let me see. You got a ring?
No, I don't got a ring.
Okay.
Are you the tallest in your family? Are your sisters tall?
Yes, sir.
Are that, when did you start? Because I had the same problem.
Roger used to be 6'4".
I started thinking, well, maybe I'll start growing. See, you're a foot taller than I am, and I just got my boots done. And you're still a foot taller than me. Have you always been tall? Is your mom and dad tall, or somebody in your family tall? What is
my mom, she's 6'2".
Okay.
I really didn't start growing until middle school. And then ninth grade, I grew more.
See, that's when I stopped.
What do they say? They say you still got some growing left to do?
Yes, sir.
Your growth plates haven't closed off yet?
Right.
So what do they expect you to get to?
My chiropractor said I could get to 6'8", 6'9".
Is that what you like to get?
I would love to, for sure.
You know, you mentioned KD was your favorite player. He's 6'10"?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Are your sisters tall?
My sister, she's growing.
Are they going to play some volleyball? Is that what they're, are they playing basketball as well?
Yes. Right, no, she's playing volleyball. She used to play basketball, but she stopped.
She likes a little volleyball better?
Let's ask Anthony. Who's the GOAT in basketball? The greatest of all? Is it Jordan? Is it LeBron?
You know who
is it somebody? Is it Steph? Who do you think it is? Or, Larry Bird? Magic Johnson?
Oh, yeah. Havlicek?
who for you?
My GOAT, I probably have to say KD still.
Okay.
But if we was going up, like, if we had to pick between Michael Jordan and LeBron,
yeah,
I'd probably go Michael Jordan.
Okay.
See, he's a smart young man because
you're talking to older
let
people.
Let me satisfy the old dudes and tell them Michael Jordan. Somebody else I could mention?
We have a buddy of ours. Yeah. He played at Arkansas All-American, Joe Klein. He was on the Olympic team, played with Jordan. Yeah. Played with Jordan, won a world championship
with
Jordan
Bird.
Chicago. Played with Bird. And he said, Larry Bird was great, which if you go watch film, but he said, Jordan, man, it's another level.
He said Jordan was a leader, too. He said, Klein's 7 foot tall, he would get on him and go, dude.
He was working hard, too.
He didn't ask anybody to do something he didn't do.
That's right. Nice to meet you.
Yeah,
Anthony,
man.
Continued success. Well, I'm sure we'll talk to you again in the years before you sign.
We'd
love for you to, as a former Razorback, I'd love for you to be part of the family. Just saying, part of the Razorback family.
Coach Henderson. Some of that Tyson money.
can I say that?
You can say that now,
can
you? We've got to do that. That's why we don't mind paying extra for Tyson Nuggets right now. If we can win championship, that's what it is.
Coach Hendricks, great to see you. Good luck
in
the tournament. Congrats on all your success.
Continued
success. Expectations are high.
That's right.
I'm sure you want that.
Yeah, that's right.
I love your family, too. Well, obviously, you got a great family, and they're great in the community. Give back to so many people, and just honored to know such a great family.
I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah,
you betcha. You guys.
All right, we'll take a break. Christian, we'll come back. Do we want to go graffiti?
Let's try it.
All right,
Let's try it. If not, dead or alive.
Okay, we got to do dead or alive or graffiti, either one. All right, don't go away. 8:23 here, live from Summerwood Sports.
We got to patch it up, baby. We can't let time unravel our dreams.
Chris Kane joins Morning Mayhem each Monday to mix it up with the guys. Chris Kane on Morning Mayhem is presented by Trader Bills. Trader Bills, your one-stop shop for all things lake.
This is SportsCenter.
The New York Knicks are your 2026 NBA champions, defeating the San Antonio Spurs in 5 games after beating them 94-90 on Saturday night. Jalen Brunson was named Finals MVP. In Game 5, he had 45 points. It was the Knicks' record for most points in a Finals game, which was previously held by Willis Reed, set in 1970. He had 38 points. This was New York's first title since 1973 and their third overall title. Next up for the NBA is the draft, which will be next Tuesday, June 23rd. And the Stanley Cup also wrapped up. The Carolina Hurricanes are your champions as they beat the Vegas Golden Knights 3-0 to win the series in 6 games, capturing their second title, the first being in 2006. The Hurricanes went down in the series 2-1 and then rattled off 3 straight wins, all by 2 or more goals. I'm Chris Schweber with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Partly cloudy today here in central Arkansas. Little Rock will have a high of 83. Down in south Arkansas, a few scattered showers will be possible. Partly cloudy overnight, down to 67. Tomorrow, south wind returns. It'll get a little warmer. 88 the high tomorrow with a mostly sunny sky. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
New Benihana promotion. Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is John Neighbors. I want to remind all of you Buzz listeners out there to head over to our social media accounts at 103.7 The Buzz on Facebook, Twitter, and on YouTube, as we are now streaming live with video. So not only do you get to hear from our beautiful voices, you also get to see all of our pretty faces for each and every show throughout the day. So be sure to head over to 103.7 The Buzz on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, and watch us live each and every day right here on 103.7 The Buzz.
Hey, folks, it's David Basil out here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you need a new vehicle, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood. You'll find a great selection, the best deals, and the most competitive finance rates in Central Arkansas. They'll treat you like family. No games, no gimmicks, and no bogus markups on the sticker price. You'll get Frank Fletcher's best deal right up front, and they'll give you more for your trade. Folks, Frank Fletcher doesn't want to just sell you a car. He wants to be your dealer for life. If you want to do that, you have to listen to the customer so you'll know what they want. Then you give them what they want without any hassle or stress. That's the secret of Fletcher Dodge's success. They listen to you and they treat you right without any hassles or headaches. Just tell them what you want and how much you want to pay. General Manager Chris Zippy Zender has been with Frank Fletcher for decades. He and his great staff know how to take care of a customer. So for the best selection, lowest price, and best buying experience, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood, or you can shop them online at FletcherDeals.com. That's FletcherDeals.com. And make sure and tell them the boys from Morning Mayhem sent you. It's FletcherDeals.com.
This is Chris Roberts with Southern Bank. If you're looking for a bank that can grow with you, now is the perfect time. Experience the difference our people make for our customers every day. Community presidents like John Holman and Lexis Landers work as true financial partners with their clients and community. Southern Bank is here to help you with all your financial needs. We have state-of-the-art online banking and friendly faces that greet you with a smile. To start your relationship with Southern Bank, visit bankwithsouthern.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Take it from Arkansas greats, Joe Klein and Pat Bradley.
The big national sports apps are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local.
Making Bet Saracen the only real local app.
I'm still Arkansans' fan fave.
Plus, Bet Saracen is still the official sports betting app of many of the state's colleges and universities.
Bet Saracen, built by Arkansans for Arkansans.
Bet with Arkansans. Bet with Bet Saracen.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Hey, everybody. This is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton. And I love hanging out with Baz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
Oh, yeah. 8:27 on this Monday, June 15th. Got teams here on the court. Summerwood Sports and Bryant. As they get ready for the Big Miller Summerwood Sports basketball team camp, we're going to do graffiti here in just a few minutes. 661-1037. One sentence only. Brought to you by Fitz Brokers. Chris Walker. Appreciate him. Great to have David Hendricks Jr. with us. Yeah. David, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for coming out this morning.
Thanks for inviting us. Great to be here.
Yeah.
How's life?
Yeah, life is good. Life's busy, but it's all good. Thank you all for being here this morning.
Family Market stores open.
Yes, sir.
Hot Springs up next.
Yep. Real soon. Hopefully in the next month, I have a new store open over there on Albert Pike.
That's exciting. And this place looks amazing. And Gen Wealth over there. You got daycare coming in.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going. But yeah, we're excited about having everybody here for our camp today. And I think my dad did some numbers last night. I think we're gonna have 32 teams coming here in the next few days, and over 800 kids have come.
Wow,
been in this gym. We had a girls camp last week, so just a lot of kids, which is what the whole reason Dad and Doug wanted to do this, have a bunch of people from the community and around the state come in here and play. So it's been awesome.
Great facility if you want to do birthday parties, volleyball camps, basketball. We're going to have Pat Bradley on at 9. You know, why the heck did Pat Bradley does not like have an office out here?
Yeah, he should. I think he's graced the Nets at one point. I think he came out here and played.
He's talking like
moves.
He wants to come
yeah,
in.
Yeah, he should.
This is where you could do a deal with him and do
for
some
sure.
of his camps
oh,
out
yeah.
here.
I know.
I mean, it's really crazy. Yeah.
Well, you know, he would be awesome. And then, you know, I think we've got Moses Moody's going to come do a camp here the next month.
Yeah,
and then Isaiah is coming 2 years in a row. Isaiah Joe.
Yeah, that's
have
great.
Him back here, and which is awesome. Those guys come back to their communities, and we love having them come out and use our facilities for that.
You guys support so many community events and organizations. Of course, you know, you've been a great partner with the Touchdown Club for a lot of years, the Brules Award. And so you guys always give back. As Roger said, you guys are always, when you put in a store, you give back to the community. And so good people. Glad to be back here. By the way, we found that, too, that Roger's neighbor, didn't even know it, David, Zach Fisher, who was somewhere around the corner from you, won the Corn Ferry golf tournament yesterday.
That's well, I'm gonna go look. The only way that I try not to bother my neighbors, I look at their lawns.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Josh Curtis right now could do a little edging. He cut it. I saw that he cut it. And Josh, I want to help out. If there's something that I can do as a member of that neighborhood, with since you have the sign in front of your house. We need to put some flowers, maybe some Mexican heather out there, but maybe a little edgy. I kid, Josh, because I care.
I thought for a while there.
He's not kidding.
I thought that we would be having to compete against David Hendricks Jr. In the podcast business. You were doing podcast there for a while.
You know, some athletes, we started strong, but we faded. We did not have the stamina. Our strength and conditioning was not really good.
Great idea.
It is more than what you think. If you guys weren't busy running a business.
Yeah, that's part of it. Things got a lot busier. My brother's always busy with basketball, so it was fun. Who knows? We had thrown it all away. We still got the stuff, so maybe we'll dust it off.
Got the stuff.
Like a lot of people.
We could use the equipment.
Yeah.
Let's crank it up. Would you like for just to listen in?
Oh, I love to take in some graffiti. I'm glad Chris Walker allows us to continue to be part of our lives.
Oh, and speaking of which, isn't it National Hug Take Your Cat to Work Day?
Oh, my gosh. I forgot to include that. Rogers National Take Your Cat to Work Day.
Meow. Meow. Meow.
Guy at the office that talks like a cat.
Now he's the guy at the gym that talks like a cat.
All these players are like, did I just hear a cat?
What's going on?
He just heard a cat.
Christian, can you take us away there, bud?
It's time for graffiti. Yeah. Graffiti is brought to you by Fence Brokers. Fence Brokers going the extra mile. Now you know the drill. One sentence and one sentence only.
All right, 661-1037 is the number.
Call in, 661-1037. Anything that happened with the Razorbacks track?
There's so much. There's so much. Basketball,
NBA,
hockey.
Basketball,
College World Series, track. Miss Arkansas.
MMA at the White House. I'm telling you, that was like glad because I've got pictures of Trump giving that gladiator thumbs up, thumbs down.
It was somewhat surreal watching people just walk through the White House with their gloves on. Yeah. Like, what in the world?
Well, they did that a few years ago. Some of them are in jail.
They went till 12:30 last night.
I'd be scared going in there anymore. Now, Zach said we need to go back. Zach said that we have to go back. You mentioned going back to
Washington. Everybody get in the White House. David, I can't get in because my driver's license.
Listen, he was trying to – thank goodness. But it's just like to me, one of the things while we're still waiting on calls,
yes.
You're the one that set it up, but you couldn't get in. And there's a point, I want to ask somebody about the airport. You know, coming back from the airport, there's a picture of us, you know, on the wall But it takes you three plastic doors you've got to go through into Little Rock.
Yes.
Listen, I don't care what you're doing when you get off the plane. You're done.
Yes.
I don't know why. What is that security for?
They don't want you to be able to get something and walk back through. You grab something from a terrorist and walk back through. They can take a picture with me and you and DJ, but
they can. I don't know why they don't do it. All right, anyway.
Let's go to the phones.
We'll talk right now. Fake Sterling, hello.
Hey, morning, guys. Jalen Brunson single-handedly carried the Knicks to the promised land. However, the Spurs did their part, choking faster than David Basel does on a steak dinner. Oh, got a situation here.
Got a situation here. Very nice.
He threw it in there. Very good. Let's go with the San Antonio Spurs are on the phone. Hello.
Is anybody there?
Wow. The Spurs were not there. They hung in there for a little bit. 661-1037 is the number.
661-1037. Was it a fluke? The Knicks? I don't think so.
No. The way they play.
Shout out to my neighbor once again, Josh Curtis. Just maybe an edge or two. Josh is good. I don't know who the other guy was, but congratulations to the next guy, the other neighbor at Legacy Village neighborhood.
Somebody says here, I hate to be technical, but isn't graffiti one run-on sentence?
It can be if it's a comma.
Here's one that says, somebody says Dandy Don is the worst referee in the conference. That's the guy that's got to say today. Says, y'all pay attention this year when he does the Hog games. The other team will shoot 20-plus more free throws than the Hog. He's not very popular in Russell.
Conspiracy.
We got to tell him that.
Is that Justin Moore? Is he writing this down? Is he listening? Justin?
Oh, look at that. Look at this call.
There it is. Hunter Yurachek. Hey, Hunter.
Yeah, San Antonio is just not set up to win a championship right now at this moment.
That's a fake Sterling.
That's what Hunter would say. Saw Jeff Long the other night, matter of fact. Walked into him, surprised.
Did Bo say anything about why didn't I come? Did you ever mention to him?
He said, yeah. I said, the invitation, he knows he sent it. I must have got lost in the
mail. He didn't say he didn't send him one. Okay, that's so sweet. Yeah. You're such a good buddy. Let's go to Roger's follicle report here.
That's outstanding.
Coach. Oh, on the phone with us right now, Black John Daly.
Yeah, I just looked up Roger Scott and Corn Ferry. Now my phone's back.
Stop graffiti now. That is the best thing I've heard all day.
661-1037.
That is the best thing I've heard all day. Thanks. Hello, sir.
Thanks to Fish Broker and Chris Walker. Hey, David, how are you?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you to Chris. Yeah. Those are two great calls. How about David? Any calls from David Basil? We'll take them. Bo, if Bo wants to call. Josh Curtis, you want to call.
If those who were wondering, the noise level has cranked up here. We got the two teams getting ready to play. I guess they would begin at either 8:45 or 9. We see the referees there. They got the strike. And that was a David. What was the coach's name? I think we had him on the show. The gentleman in the white.
Yeah.
Is he from?
Last year I think they had Coach Swift on. So we'll see if we can find him. Track him down.
Is that not him?
That's Valonia. So he's with Jonesboro.
Yeah, Coach Swift. That's right. We had Coach Swift on last year.
Yeah. He's a legend. He's won multiple state championships. So we'll see if we can track him down.
Who's this?
Few more minutes of graffiti. Who we got?
Hello?
Corbin, the Dandy Don hater. Dandy Don, you suck, you maggot.
Wow.
Corbin the Dandy Don hater.
Who knew, Dan?
Well, guess what? They hate us because they ain't us?
Wow.
Now, you can't do that to a ref either. I think that's a felony, Corbin.
His name is Don Daly.
You could go to jail.
I didn't even know last year that there was an SEC official.
I know.
And he's a big shot.
You watch games. You'll see him all the time. Kentucky, Florida, all the big
games. Who is the other referee that's so well-known for Arkansas?
Doug Shouse.
Some people are saying by us telling everybody that Don lives in Russellville. Have we just doxed him?
We don't need to give a street address away, obviously.
Well, all referees start wearing masks now.
Okay,
so who
does Razorback fans hate worse?
Mm.
Daly or Shouse? I don't know.
I did some research when I was doing the Arkansas post-game show.
Yeah.
And apparently, it's just that the home team gets more fouls than the opposing team. And it's not like a bias like against teams. It's just home team gets more calls.
Yeah, I got you. Makes sense. Have a seat, David. Come on, get on here.
We'll get
father-son combo.
Oh, my gosh.
Only you can pull this off, David.
Both of you guys are looking good.
This is a first.
Listen, this could be a first. Let me tell you the biggest difference between us working with you guys now and before you guys sold the Big Red is that I have lost 30 pounds because I'm not eating the
chicken wings.
The chicken wings. And the fries.
We'll get you back on the wagon in Hot Springs.
David, how are you doing? David Sr.
Doing good, guys. Glad to have y'all here this morning.
Thanks for having us.
It's so stunning. If you have not been out here to see these buildings and the light and the signage, and then I told Roger when I pulled up saw the Gen Wealth sign and how that's illuminated. I mean, it looks like a Vegas area out here.
Looks like financial help is pretty profitable.
How are things? I know you're doing the family markets and doing this and having fun.
Right? We are having fun. We've had a great last week. We had over 800 kids participate in a sport at Summerwood, and that's what we wanted.
Yeah.
For kids to have a place to go to play, have fun, and a lot of families. So it's been really good. Really blessed to do it.
I was just going to say, you know, I know this is the biggest gym, so I guess it stands to reason why this is the only one with two courts in it.
That's right.
Yeah, I thought the other ones were that big.
Roger goes, I'll bet you. I go, I'll bet you.
I heard that bet.
I was very confident, and I was going to stick with it, no matter what. I was going to stick with it.
I said, okay, I said, are you sure? Do you want to go there?
I'm not going to go by what somebody says on this thing.
We've done enough shows over there, you know, the two. You know, of course, you're not just basketball. You got volleyball here. You do birthday camps.
Yeah.
I mean, what a great place that you can rent out and, you know, to be able to let your kids come take advantage of it. I mean, it looks still brand new. It's 3 years old, right?
That's right. Yeah. It's 3 years ago.
Hard to believe. And then the other thing is just saying how much Saline County has changed in regards to basketball.
Yeah.
Specifically Bryant and Benton. Those high schools were not known for basketball. Now you're winning state championships back to back. Yeah. You're in the mix every year. Dexter's doing a great job. Dexter's got college players, and
he does. He's just getting over the hump. He's back-to-back coach of the year, championship year before.
What about Roger? Have you guys
Have you decided where you're putting me?
Any thought about doing some new things with Roger? You know, he is the trivia host of the year.
We're working on a statue to put him on the hot springs.
Thank you, Dad.
We were going to do a statue, but we decided just to do a patch instead.
How was Roger down in Florida? Did you have a good time?
We did. Oh, he played the best golf of his life.
I did.
He really did.
That's what he said.
Two things were accomplished this past year. I played the best golf of my life, and I didn't lock myself in a bathroom.
I remember that.
And he also ate bad while he was there.
I did.
Took a lot of work on my part, but he ate a lot of desserts.
Sure did. A lot of nice steak.
Do you guys, you have a lot of land out here. Have you thought about doing, you know, obviously the World Cup's going on now. Have you thought about doing soccer or anything else?
Yeah, we have. Doug has been talking about starting the fourth gym.
I told him that you bothered Doug on a Sunday night.
Yeah. But I think we're leaning towards doing baseball next.
Okay, gotcha.
So that's pretty big.
It's so big. You know, RJ's working on the potential of bringing Elle McDowell down here to do a softball camp. Youth sports are so gigantic in Saline County, and, you know, a lot of the communities, but especially here. It's exciting. So great that you listen. Love your partnership with the Touchdown Club we've had with you guys. I'm trying to work on that. I'm behind as always.
Yeah.
Most frustrating thing. You know what drives me crazy? I don't mind a no. Give me a no. Yeah. Don't give me nothing. That's what it means. Dude, wait. Like, come on, man. Just tell me no. You don't want to do it. So, but I've been doing it for long enough. That's just sort of the nature of it. But I will say this. I'm working on one that's so outside the box.
I just don't understand. I don't know who it is. Is it Blippi?
It's so outside the box, David, that if I get it, it will be one of those, even nationally, go, okay, wow, that's different.
Is it a sports figure?
Some sort of.
So it's not, I mean, not like
it's not the typical, like, your typical Earl Campbell, coach or, Peyton Manning, but it's going to.
Pele's dead. I know you were talking about him.
Well, and we'll see if
not the typical
Hunter Yurchek wants to come back or not. He may decide he doesn't want to come back after the bumpy ride that's happened at the Touchdown Club. And
listen, you pretty much
I love to have him every year. We had a tradition of 21 straight years of having the athletic director there. We hope he continues to come. So
that right there is a statement right there. Because the people are listening, and so is that writer who's listening. Is Hunter Yurchek not coming?
No, I don't know yet. We will find. I ran into Jeff Long the other day. He lives up in Northwest Arkansas. You know, he is not well liked in the state. It's funny, his daughter does a great job of writing. And I guess he doesn't look at the negatives out there. Well, Hunter's the same way. Hunter's got a ton of negative out there.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at social media, it is brutal.
That's why Hunter's on Bo Show more than ours.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, listen, it's always a pleasure to see you guys. Always an honor to be invited out. It's amazing y'all's career, y'all's business career, family career. You gotta have such a great reputation. I know this much. You've made a little bit of money over the years, a little bit more me and Roger. But I know without a doubt, I know for me, what's more important is your reputation.
Yeah.
You know, that's the most important thing.
I was thinking about that myself. I have known a lot of successes and successful people in my life. I did not achieve it financially. You know what? But when I look at my kids and my grandkids, I look at the success that I look at the picture of me. Poor little white trash growing up in the housing projects. of Hot
now
Springs.
Now he's on digital billboards at Oaklawn.
At Oaklawn, one of the biggest
residency.
Residency down there. Listen, that's a success. That's a success story. It's a success story. Granted, I have a walk-in closet of skeletons, but you know I won't write that book.
The great thing is that you know some people make money in the world.
Some
people don't. Some people do great things that don't make money, and it all works together.
That's right. One of my biggest blessings in life is knowing Roger Scott since he was 18 years old.
How about that?
It's been a lot of fun.
Huh? He wouldn't say it if it wasn't true.
A lot of fun.
How much has he changed since he was 18?
Not a whole lot.
At all.
Oh, no.
Although, I will say this. Of course, you know, he doesn't do cocaine anymore, so that's a good thing.
We'll take that out of
the
post.
And the other thing.
Well, you don't mix it up.
Listen. I'm proud of you that you're recovering out of
it. Hunter, your check's better than me right now.
You're an inspiration to so many people.
Sure.
And also,
I
how about Roger, how good a shape he's in. He bowed up.
Yes.
Lean. Got new hair sprouting out of his head.
I love it. Here he is, right there.
Even at 18, he always dressed the part.
Thank you very much.
He always looked good.
I tried to. You had to look good. You had the little sock, the tie, and the S around it. You wanted to attract. I met my wife at that age, you know, sacking groceries and dressing nice. I told Valentine the same thing this morning. I said, are you going home to get dressed before the show? Are you just bringing the equipment? I care.
It is starting to fill up. You got more than one team coming in. Multiple teams coming in here.
This thing will
be back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back.
Even the smallest guy's taller than me. I mean, Anthony is a foot taller than I am. If I'm telling the truth about my height.
So the game start at 9. How long will they go till?
Till 8 o'clock tonight.
O'clock tonight, and they'll do the same thing tomorrow.
Sir.
So if you want to come out and see some really great talent.
Come on out.
We mentioned there will be some college coaches here. Most of them, I think, according to.
We had some state champions. You know, Bryant, Parkview, Mills. They're all state champions that are part of the camp. So some good teams.
And people can go on your website to.
Yes, sir. They'll watch it. If they want to live stream, sign up. They can watch the games online.
SimpleSports.com.
Yes, sir. That's right.
So.
A big money of Family Markets.
Big Monday. Come get some good gas for cheap.
Yeah, Roger's ready to see the old pop-ups start showing back
when
up.
It's go time.
It's go time.
They're taller this year.
They are. Right. Thank you, David.
New hair on the top.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
I'll be showing. We're gonna
new glasses. Looking
a lot different here. They're talking about maybe doing some hair transplants in gym number 4. You can do all kinds of stuff in these gyms.
All right, don't go away. We'll be back in just a minute. 8:47 here, Morning Mayhem.
First noticed my hair loss? Honestly, probably about 5 or 6 years ago. But the moment that it really got my attention was at the self-checkout at Walmart. I had to look up to see if the light was green or red because my iron wouldn't scan. And right above me is the camera. Well, that camera showed the top of my head. After that, I started wearing hats more often. Eventually, I just decided, you know what? It is what it is. I'll shave it, live with it, or move on. But then I heard about Dr. Gary Petras at the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation. Dr. Petras offers a one-day hair transplant treatment with permanent natural results that last a lifetime. I'm still going to wear hats because I like hats, but it'll be nice knowing I've got a head of hair under there. I'm Roger Scott, and if you've been thinking about doing something about hair loss, call the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation, 4137 JFK, Suite A, North Little Rock. Call 501-614-3052 or visit drpetras.com. Go see what your options are. It might just give you that renewed confidence, too.
This is Mark Miller for Parker Cadillac in Little Rock. We're going all in with vehicles for every budget. Need a truck? We've got light duty and heavy duty ready to work. Looking for an SUV? We've got the nicest inventory of full-size SUVs you're going to find anywhere. Tahoes, Yukons, Navigators, Escalades, and much more. For quality, selection, and first-class service, shop Parker Cadillac today. Visit us online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
An evening with legendary comedian Jeff Foxworthy.
But they have a rule in my neighborhood. If you walk your dog and your dog does his business in somebody else's yard, you need to get a little plastic bag, pick it up, and dispose of it. So you drive through my neighborhood and there's all these attractive women walking around with poo-poo purses.
Jeff Foxworthy Live,
Saturday, July 11th, Saracen Casino Event Center. Get tickets now through Ticketmaster.
Attention, Arkansas homeowners. Now is the time to replace those old, drafty, energy-wasting windows in your home. Royal Home Improvement is your trusted local source for high-performance, Energy Star-rated ThermaKing windows. Beautiful, durable windows manufactured here in Arkansas, made exclusively for our southern climate. Call 1-800-565-1064 for Royal Home Improvement. Take advantage of our spring blowout sale. Save $2,500 on a house full of new windows. Ask about zero interest financing, senior military discounts. Plus, purchase new windows now and receive a $200 Target gift card. And a bonus, call 1-800-565-1064 now and receive a $50 Amazon gift card with your estimate. Call 1-800-565-1064. Let me give you that number again. 1-800-565-1064. Or visit us online at royalwindows.com.
I'm Alan LeVar. For more than 30 years, when Arkansans have been injured in a crash, they've heard one simple line. Hurt in a car, call LeVar. But it's more than a slogan. It means personal attention from my team. We take on the insurance companies for you, and if you're hurt and can't travel, I'll come to you. Your consultation is always free, always confidential, and there's no fee unless we win. Hurt in a car, call LeVar. Arkansas strong for more than 30 years.
LeVar Law, Injury and Accident Lawyers. Arkansas built, Arkansas trusted.
Chevy trucks have you covered when the road takes you from smooth sailing to... Chevy Colorado will eat up some of the toughest terrains with five available drive modes. And Silverado and Silverado HD have the muscle to take you out for some serious. With multiple engine options and impressive towing. While Silverado EV is the perfect combo of performance and capability.
Nice.
Making it a snap to hitch up this electric truck and hit the road. Wherever the road leads, Chevy trucks are right there with you. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
Join the Zone this Friday with Justin and Phil broadcasting live from UAMS Health Ortho Now, the walk-in orthopedic clinic located inside the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital on the UAMS campus in Little Rock. Ortho Now provides fast, expert care for orthopedic injuries with no appointment required. The Zone, starting at 10 at UAMS Health Ortho Now, right here on 103.7 The Buzz.
Hey, everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Baz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
Yeah.
Hey, 51.
I'm looking forward to going to these restaurants just to see what they look like.
Yeah. Five restaurants.
500 years old.
Combined 500 years of serving food to Arkansans. We'll start that this week.
That's 500. That's five restaurants combined 500
over
years.
Over 500 years.
You went to Europe and you found a bar that was over 500 years itself. Wow.
Yeah, so all these are over 100 years old. And some of you know, like the Ohio Club, but some of them I have not been to, like the one in the Mina, the one in Blytheville, and
I wonder if that construction.
I've never been to the one. We'll have Rex Nelson on Wednesday to give us some insight on that.
I've never. I don't think I've ever eaten even at the Ohio Club.
Their burger was really good.
It had to be. It had to be. What's your buddy's name that was there years ago?
Michael.
Michael Dempier.
Yes, Michael Dempier. Yeah.
Absolutely. He put the burger on the map there.
Really, really good.
Yeah, I haven't had one.
Donna Petty sold it to Sadiq and Jeannie Meir. Sadiq also has...
Did Donna own it?
She was, yeah. It was her and her husband, yeah. They sold it to Sadiq and her his wife Jeannie. And they also own Janus Italian Villa.
Right.
They own the Fisherman's Wharf. And Roger, a lot of activity going on behind it. We got two games. We got Maumelle and Bryant get ready to play. Who did we say this was?
Crap. Bologna.
Bologna, and who is that over there?
Just saw a massive ring given to David.
Yeah, the coach gave it to David Sr. All right, Roger, new segment. Let's throw it out there. New bit.
Dead or alive? Can we get dead or alive, Christian?
We need to contest it. Would you punch that up, Christian, if you can find it?
Can you find it while you're doing it? 661-1037, 661-1037. I'll answer the phone. You find the segment, dead or alive.
For those that don't know, Roger, dead or alive is just Roger's going to throw out a person's name.
You got to get two out of three. It's like Factory Club. You got to get two out of three. I'm going to give you three names of people in music, movies, politics, history, folklore, whatever it may be. and I'm going to give you a little bit of information about them, and you just tell me if they're dead or alive. It's a soft opening for the bit.
It's an easy thing to do. But these rings are much bigger now, aren't they, David? Good Lord, those things are the size
that
of
is
a,
amazing.
Like an apple.
David, help him with that.
It's like the size of an apple.
Breaks him
how
down
about you open, up the case, and there's a light in there.
That's fancy.
Yeah, that is fancy.
I just want the box.
661-1037.
I'll put in a penny that
don't,
I had crushed in
the
railroad.
Don't be shy. Listen, this is a soft
opening.
For example, give me an example of one, Roger.
I'll give you one, right?
Christian,
have the open
Christian you can answer,
ready.
Too. Okay, yeah, let's go ahead at the open.
Hit the open.
It's time to test your knowledge and maybe your arbitrary reading skills. It's the game that asks the question we've awkwardly wondered. Are they still with us or already a Wikipedia tribute page? Celebrities, legends, and a few weights. I thought they were gone moments. No lifeline, no Googling, just guts and guesses. It's Dead or Alive, where being right feels great and being wrong feels really uncomfortable, because some of them might even be local celebrities listening right now.
They could be.
661-1037 is the number. And listen, this is an old bit. It's been in radio forever.
Yeah.
But the difference
we're just
is
bringing it back.
Well, with us, Roger, is we have done this many times in the past where we thought somebody was dead.
Absolutely.
We've killed them off, and they're not dead.
And we thought somebody was alive. To be fair,
we've done it. Done it locally and nationally. All right, give me an example. I want to say, don't be scared out there. Come on.
What are we playing for?
What do we have to give away?
Are we playing for shirts?
We got Dude Perfect Squad Game Tour. That's at Simmons Bank Arena, Saturday, July 12th. If somebody wants to go see...
What is that?
That's the guys that do the trick shots and stuff on YouTube.
Yes.
And wasn't there one other thing? I thought we had some other tickets, too.
Shout out to Design Lab. Look, my new white...
Oh, wow.
White shirt.
Morning Mayhem.
Morning Mayhem white t-shirt is what I got.
Yeah, I've got my...
You got the traditional black?
You can go online and order these.
You can. Listen, and these fit so good.
Go to our website and find Design Lab.
661-1037.
Give it to me. We'll try it until we get there. Everybody's scared out there.
All right. Mel Brooks, born in 1926. He's an actor. He's a filmmaker. He's a comedian. You might know him from Young Frankenstein.
Yes, yes.
Blazing Saddles. Spaceballs.
Okay.
Or Frankenstein.
Yes.
Mel Brooks, dead or alive?
I'm going to go, Christian, you can be after me because I think you may know the answer. I'm going to say he's dead. I hadn't seen him. Oh, now the phone line's lighting up. I hadn't seen him. Christian, what do you say?
He's alive.
Okay, Roger.
Mel Brooks, alive at 99 years old.
Oh, wow. Just at
99.
Gene Shalit just died at 100.
At 100, that's right. If Mel lives, I think September's his birthday. Don't hold me to that. 99.
Wow, okay, very good. So I missed that one. That's how the game is played. I think we've got a contestant.
Okay,
there.
Julio.
We only have about a minute, though.
Okay,
Julio,
go.
Are you there?
Yes, we'll get in. Julio, punch him up.
Julio,
here we go. You got 60 seconds.
All right, here we go. Brenda Lee, born in 1944. She toured with Elvis. She toured with Patsy Cline. You may know her more from Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Brenda Lee, dead or alive?
I'm going to say alive.
She is alive. Get one more,
one more.
John Astin, born in 1930. The original TV show Adam's Family, he played Gomez. He's Sean Astin, who played Rudy's father. Is he dead or alive?
And he was born in what year, did you say? 30-something?
1930.
Hurry. Got to guess. Hurry.
All right. We'll say he is alive. No, he's dead.
He's alive at 96.
Wow, good
job. Changed your mind, but we'll let you have it. He's dead. He's dead. That's okay.
Oh, no.
You said it first. We're running out of time.
Congratulations.
By virtue of that, you win.
Host winner, Julio.
Way to go, Julio. Way to go.
All right. PD, Brett Valley, coming up next. Good job.
Get your popcorn ready. We've got the entertainment right here on 103.7 The Buzz. KABZ Little Rock.
25% of men over 40 have low testosterone, y'all. We're talking low energy, low sex drive, low motivation. Some of those guys barely recognize themselves. Here's the beauty of it. 100% of the guys I'm talking about, they can get it all back. They can feel like themselves again.